The epistle appointed to be read for the fourth Sunday after Easter is taken from the Epistle of St. James, chapter 1. Dearly beloved, every best gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no change nor shadow of alteration. For of his own will hath he begotten us by the word of truth, that we might be some beginning of his creatures. You know, my dearest brethren, and let every man be quick to hear, but slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man worketh not the justice of God. Wherefore, casting away all uncleanliness and abundance of malice, with meekness receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 16. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, I go to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have spoken these things to you, sorrow hath filled your heart. But I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go, for if I go not, the Paraclete will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he is come, he will convince the world of sin, and of justice, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not in me, and of justice, because I go to the Father, and you shall see me no longer, and of judgment, because the prince of this world is already judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will teach you all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but what things soever he shall hear, he shall speak, and the things that are to come he shall show you. He shall glorify me, because he shall receive of mine, and shall show it to you. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And let every man be swift to hear, but slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man worketh not the justice of God. Words taken from today's epistle. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, this morning I would like to begin by telling you a true story about a mother, a young man, and anger. The story is both tragic and heroic. This is what happened according to a report in the New York Times. Melissa DeLoach was standing with her six children outside a 7-Eleven in Garnerville, New York, on Wednesday afternoon, when her husband, Sean, asked a man who was smoking nearby to move away from the children. He and the man began to argue, the police said. Then the unthinkable happened. The man got into his car and drove it into the family. He reversed 20 feet, shifted back into drive, and plowed into the family a second time. Melissa, who family members said was expecting a child, was killed. She put herself between the car and some of her children as she pushed the others out of the way. Her husband and their six children, who ranged from 10 months to 10 years old, were injured, but are all expected to survive. This horrible incident, my dear friends, occurred this past February in Rockland County, about an hour and 45 minutes south of us. It is, as I said, both tragic and heroic. It is heroic because a young mother risked her life to protect her little ones. It is tragic because she lost her life on account of a young man who became in an instant a homicidal maniac. And why? Because he became angry. And his anger was excessive, to say the least. This incident is an example of just how quickly and how far anger can move a person. And unfortunately, it is not uncommon today that in their anger, many people are moved to reckless and hateful acts of violence. St. Thomas Aquinas defined anger as the inordinate desire for revenge on account of an offense that is real or imagined. It's an inordinate desire, he said, for revenge, for an offense that is real or imagined. And St. Thomas said the offense could be imagined because people do imagine many things. Anger is thus, though, a striking back. It's a striking back at someone or something. And this striking back, this getting back at someone, can be expressed by thoughts, it can be expressed by words, or by actions. When people give in to anger, they can have thoughts of getting back at someone. They can express those thoughts in very harsh words. They can express those thoughts in words spoken in rage, either at a person or about them. Or can they can express their anger to strike back by actions. The man in this incident in Rockland County became angry. He became angry, as the story goes, because he was asked or he was told not to smoke near the children. But in his anger and rage, to get back, to strike back at the man who told him this, he drove his car into the man's family and killed a young mother and her unborn child. His anger thus moved him to murder two human beings. In today's epistle, St. James writes, "The anger of man worketh not the justice of God." And by these words, the apostle means that anger which is inordinate and sinful does not and cannot produce good and salutary effects. And thus, no matter how justified people may believe they are in their anger, anger in thoughts, anger in words, anger in deeds will never make something right or good. For anger, my dear friends, has the power to only make things bad and worse. And why? Because anger blinds our reason, and it enslaves our will. Most people do not realize that anger is the most powerful passion of all, and it produces the greatest of evils. The jealousy of Cain produced in him sufficient anger to murder his brother Abel, just as the anger of that man in Rockland County produced in him enough wrath and rage that he murdered a mother and her child. Even as he sought to murder her six other children and her husband. But besides violence, revenge, and murder, my dear people, according to St. Thomas, anger produces many other evils in society and in families. Evils such as quarreling, disordered and inflamed speech, cursing, hateful and hurtful words addressed to others, or injurious words about others. And finally, anger can even produce sins of blasphemy or offensive words directed against God Himself, such as blaming God for all one's unhappiness. But where anger is allowed to go unchecked in a heart and in a home, it destroys the peace of soul and the peace in that home. It makes the souls of men and the homes of people places of misery instead of sanctuaries of love and peace. There are even good people who attend Mass regularly and receive the sacraments frequently, but who do not possess peace of soul. And they often wonder why. More often than not, the reason they do not possess peace of soul is because they are angry or impatient. Impatience is the handmaid of anger, and together they destroy happiness and peace. If you want peace in your souls, my dear people, if you want peace in your homes, you must not be angry. You must strive, and strive very hard at times, to be patient and meek with others. Husbands must not be angry with their wives, for that is a terrible thing. And wives must not be angry with their husbands, for no good will come from it. Husbands and wives must ever recall that they belong to each other, and nothing must come between them. And children must respect their parents, and God forbid that they should ever show their parents anger. Now, St. James gives us today as well a remedy for the vice of anger. And the remedy is this: be slow to speak and slow to anger. By these words, the apostle means we must never speak or act when we are angry. Only when the anger has passed, that is, when the feeling of anger has passed, only then are we able to act. Only then are we able to speak in a rational manner, and thus be virtuous. For virtue, as St. Thomas says, is activity in accord with right reason. And if we are angry, our reason will not be right. To overcome our tendency to anger, how we must have recourse to the merciful and gentle heart of Christ. How often we must raise our mind and heart to His most sacred heart. When we feel anger rising within us, we must imitate the apostles in this regard and have recourse to Him, as they had recourse to Him when the violent waves were capsizing their ship. When the storm of anger, as it were, engulfs our souls, when the waves of anger stir up within us, we must, like the apostles, go to Christ. We must go to Him in our minds and in our hearts. And if we do so, He will quiet the wind. He will still the waters of anger. He will give us the peace of soul that the demon of anger would take from us. Let us then, my dear friends, foster that holy practice of turning our minds and our hearts to the Sacred Heart of Jesus the moment we should feel anger rising within us, praying Him the grace to calm our minds and our hearts, even as we are ever mindful of the words of St. James, "The anger of man worketh not the justice of God." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.